Do you talk negatively about the long-serving employees in your organization? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And I was doing some work recently with a group of hourly leaders, and we'd been discussing the need to stay positive even when surrounded by people who are negative. Many of the participants, and even myself, were tending to generalize that the high seniority, longer service workers were the ones who were negative and standing in the way of change. It's such an easy generalization to make, that your longest serving employees are negative and impeding change. But the problem is when we generalize is we end up treating people with disrespect. Some long-term employees have good reason to be a little negative, especially if they've endured years of negative and autocratic leadership. If you'd been mistreated and disrespected, you too might come off as a little defensive. So what is a leader to do in order to acknowledge past transgressions and help people move past the past and focus on the future? Well, here are three tips. Tip number one, reframe your thinking. Instead of thinking as experienced workers, as being stuck in their ways, see them as tremendous assets in moving the business forward. The self-fulfilling prophecy says that whatever you think as a leader, you tend to get what you expect. So update your expectations to being more positive. Tip number two, listen, empathize, and involve. People want to be heard, so be prepared to listen to some of the history, empathize to show that you understand their frustrations, and then get those people involved in new projects. Ask their opinions and for solutions. And the final tip, show respect, not sarcasm. Even when you're attempting humor, it won't always be perceived as funny, especially if it's seen that you're making fun of those long-term employees. Instead, treat them with respect. Leading and motivating a multi-generational workforce, especially in a production facility that's been around for decades, requires respectful and inclusive leadership. A word of thanks to the leader in Chester, Pennsylvania, who suggested this topic. And of course, if you've got a leadership challenge or situation that you think would make a good leader feeder episode, please send me a note through our website at uniquedevelopment.com or through one of our social media platforms. I love getting tips from viewers, and I look forward to helping you on your leadership journey.